Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From Boston to Springfield and Worcester, down to Providence and Cape Cod, through New Hampshire and Maine, New England's home for Boston sports. Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston, a radio.com sports station.
I'm of the camp that even if he did it here, and I'm apparently in the minority, you stand by your guy because a lot can change. If you make a decision in the moment, like right now, then obviously he goes. But if you give it a little time, if you give him time to express contrition, you know, maybe a year from now we feel very differently about this and he's in a position to manage his team again. That's all I'm saying. The Patriots stood by their guy and it worked out very well. And let's not lose sight of the fact, yes, nobody is Bill Belichick, but Alex Cora did win a World Series in his first year here. He is a talented manager.
All right, that's John Tomasi, but I believe Tomasi did what most people did when this story first came out. Oh my God, this thing is awful. I can't believe what Alex Cora did. That is cheating. It needs to be fired. Needs to be fired before we get to the weekend with this winter weekend.
Drop the hammer.
Yes, drop the hammer right now.
You have no choice.
He had it. Buck had it. You know, Sean, I don't think... I remember one night I was sitting there and people were like, you think they're going to suspend him for 50 games? And I'm like, no. Maybe a month. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, but 50 games is drastic.
Yeah.
You're going to suspend him for half the third of the season. And then all this stuff went down. Christian, you touched on it beforehand because we had the discussion yesterday. You think that maybe they overreacted or maybe Alex is overreacting or thinking about it too much. If he indeed went to them and said, I can't do it. After talking it through, kind of everybody walking away, trying to clear your mind, think more about it, come back into that room and Alex tells ownership, I can't do it. So if this report comes up, because contrary to reports, you know, Trenny, that they think that there's a chance that they get nothing.
My person tells me no.
That they won't find a thing. And they have a press conference after the report comes out. Alex Cora speaks after the report comes up, apologizes for what happens in Houston, is away from the game, still gets suspended for a year. Does the PR change after a while? You know, that he walked away even though he did nothing in Boston. You know, do people start talking about it differently? Is there a chance if Renicky takes over for a year, could they bring him back next year?
If they suck this year. So if they're a bad team and pitching struggles like it did last year, or they're just not a good team and people are tuning them out.
They just don't make the playoffs.
If they're good this year, it makes it more difficult, I think. But if they're not good, yeah. But I still go back.
You could sit there and say they were good the 2 years before he got here. They were good.
Well, they won the division.
Yeah, they were good.
They
yeah.
sucked it in the playoffs.
Yeah, they were good.
Yeah, I don't think you're throwing... If they win 94, 95 games, Lou, people are going to sit there and say, Renicky did a nice job. They're not going to... I don't think the Red Sox are going to make a move at that point. They're going to say, we'll stay with Renicky. He's safe. You know, we bring Cora. Who knows what pops out. But I think even more so, if you're right about this, that the Red Sox believe that they did nothing wrong, that Alex did nothing wrong with the Red Sox, they were foolish to overreact in the first few days after the story. Unless Major League Baseball is bringing a hammer down on them. Unless it's a deal within the inner workings of Major League Baseball, hand-in-hand with Rob Manfred, we're going to make sure that we take care of Cora, and he's out, and the Mets are going to take care of Carlos Beltran, who hasn't even managed a game yet, and he's out. Stupid.
See, I think if he... Well, I agree with you. If Renicky, you know, does a great job and they make the playoffs, I mean, why bother? I mean, he's the guy. He's the next guy.
There's a lot of talent on this team, guys.
You just sign him to an extension. You don't bother with because why? But if he flounders and it's embarrassing and it's silly and the players aren't happy, I will guarantee you, just like Charles Barkley, I guarantee you that he, Alex Cora, will get a standing ovation the first time there is a regular season game. Not even at Fenway. If they open in Toronto, if they open in Tampa, if they open anywhere, they will give him a standing ovation because they all collectively know how he got railroaded, how he got just,
I don't know.
That's what I believe.
I still think there'll be some people. Well, nothing will change. It'll still be tough. If they would ever bring him back after a one-year layoff, it would still be tough for him. Because if God forbid, if you start off bad.
Not if the team was
bad.
He
holds a press conference, and they start talking about, like, I just need effort. And I think quotes will be thrown back into his face.
What quote? What?
Well, just quotes about, like, I expect
chump
my
trying to take a shot.
Well, I expect my players to be honest with me. I'm going to be honest with them. Oh, really? You going to tell them you cheated them out in 2017? Did you tell them that?
Yeah, but Louis,
about integrity. You're the one that brought the thing back. Okay, they're going
to
constantly bring it back.
That who's doing that? What reporter is doing that?
I don't know if reporters.
The fools of the world who just want to stand on their soapbox and be critical of everybody else because they're so you hate their own life.
Lou, I think if this team sucks and we around the All-Star break know that this team has no shot at the playoffs and that stories are written that the players really are not comfortable. Alex is not here. Alex was a big part of keeping that clubhouse together and whatever. You will have the same writers who were asking for him to be fired moments after the story broke, who will be sitting writing columns saying, they got to bring Alex back. They got to bring Alex back.
I'll say this. If given everything that's happened, right, questioning 2018, you'd admit that most of the guys on this team, 90% of them, are from that ball club still.
Right.
If this was the Patriots, and they had the history of the Patriots, we would be sitting here. Imagine if this happened to the Patriots and they were questioning what they did just a couple years ago against the Rams. We'd be talking about what? Scorched earth. But they're not the Patriots. You talk about a highly motivated group who to go out there and prove that 2018 wasn't a fluke. I just don't know if they have the pitching to do it. Think about it. If you're the hitters right now, people could say, oh, look at Mookie Betts. His season's in question. Look at JD Martinez. His season's in question. I mean, I don't know. Are we saying that? What about Xander Bogaerts last year? What about Rafael Devers last year? How did they possibly get better without this system?
Right. Terrific.
How did that happen without this system? So now you got players that sit and say, you don't think it was real? You're talking about a highly motivated group of hitters, especially, going into the season. Pitchers, as well, because they don't think they could do it. I still question whether they can. If everybody's healthy all year long, can they compete? Absolutely.
Well, if Sale...
I just don't know if Sale and Price can stay healthy.
Okay, that's the key.
So you can be as motivated as you want. I just don't know if they have the guns. Right. Enough of them.
No. So they have a good lineup, and it's all about Sale, and it's all about Price. And if those two guys are healthy, and they have a good season, and they get enough starts, and Erod gives you somewhere close, 90%, 85% of what he was last year, you're going to be in the mix. And I don't know if they can do that because I don't know if Sale can go the whole season. I don't know if Price can do that. I don't know if Erod can repeat what he did last year. But getting back to this situation, if the Red Sox are clean in all of this and Major League Baseball comes out and says they're clean, Alex Cora can come back. He can come back. And it will be, in the end, a gigantic mistake for the Red Sox to push him in that direction. And I go along with what you say because I know you've got good sources over there. And it's logical to me, of what little I know of Alex Cora and my dealings with Alex Cora, that he would say something like that. I can't do it. It's his character. But it's also a flaw because it's a dog-eat-dog world out there. And they're trying to use you right now. Major League Baseball is using Cora, using Beltran, using Hinch, so they can move on so that the public doesn't expose the 150, 200 other guys who are cheating right now. So you're playing to Rob Manfred's agenda. Let's throw some people under the bus and let's move the bus out of the way and get these games underway. Get back to Major League Baseball. It's not fair. And it's not right.
I think it isn't. I think it'll be one of the unprecedented what they do if they have the huevos to go through with this because there will be some criticism. There will be some backlash. But if they still think that he has high character and he's a good guy and he's a great manager and everything else that they've said, then I think you're going to have to show some backbone.
Christian, if they're
clean.
Deal
with it, hold on, temporarily. It's not going to be forever. It's not going to be the whole season. Because tell me the guy that comes out at every single post-game press conference or pre-game press conference and starts chirping around and every single beat reporter is going to sit there and go, enough already, dude, we get it. We get it, right? The Patriots have dealt with it for years.
Just All right, let's get to the phone calls, and we'll get reaction at 617-779-7937. Here's Terry in New Hampshire. Hey, Terry.
Hi, how are you?
Good,
hi, Terry.
Good. I just want to say that a cheat is a cheat, and even if somebody else is doing it or other teams are doing it, it doesn't make it right. And I think when all of you are talking like, well, I don't know all of you, but some of you, most of you on this show are saying like, well, everybody's doing it. You know, let's just get on with it. You know, what are you teaching the kids that are coming up in Little League?
First of all, that's not what we said.
Well, I'll tell you what, Terry. Terry, if you want to treat it. Okay, if you want to treat it fairly and you're worried about the impression on kids, if everybody's doing it, let's penalize every single person that's doing it. We know that they're doing it. We've got evidence of it. We talked about this interview we did with Danny Picard, this video of it, of the Tigers doing it. So why don't we go back? Because I don't think it's fair to pick and choose and take a couple of people and make examples of them and ruin their lives. And all of the other people that are doing it not only get away with it, but they can continue to do it right now because Rob Manfred and Major League Baseball want to hide it. So if Alex Cora did something that was that bad, you're right. He should be suspended. But all of the other people that did it should as well. Instead, what they're doing is they're making these two guys the poster children of cheating and everybody else getting away with it.
See, here's the thing, Terry.
I've got to tell you, can I just say?
Go ahead.
There's a lot of kids, there's a lot of young kids, young men in minor leagues waiting for that big play. I bet they don't all cheat. Get the people in there that don't cheat.
Here's the thing. This is the disconnect. And thank you, Terry, for your passion on this subject. The fact is that this whole baseball, by just the definition of it, with these stupid unwritten rules.
What are you teaching the kids?
Again, it's been going on. This is part of baseball. It's part of it. Just like a defensive coordinator or an offensive coordinator tries to trick the defense by acting like they're going to run and then passing it.
Oh, that's not fair.
They call it play action.
I'm just saying, like, Terry, is that her name, Terry?
Terry. Yes.
Okay. So, I don't know. So if you have a pitcher, if you have a man on second base, at what level do you have to do multiple signs? Do you just do it when you get to the big leagues? You know, player on second base, runner on second. We're giving signs from the catcher. At what level does that start? When does that start? It starts in what? Babe Ruth?
Yeah, probably.
High school?
Yeah.
Why?
You mean 10-year-olds can't get
multiple
go signs?
Because everybody's trying to get an
edge. Why? Everybody Why do you do that in high school?
Right.
So the other team can't steal your signs. I tell you what I tell the kids. They're trying it already because they play baseball. They got a third base coach that's out there giving the signs. You don't think the catcher's looking? You
we call those pukes down at Duxbury.
To try to figure out when they're going to bunt, when they're trying to steal. Could this be a hit and run? Like multiple signs at second base start in high school for good reason. I mean, good God, you play baseball. That's one of the things you learn. Now, you can call it whatever you want. Is it the birth of cheating?
What are you teaching the kids?
The kids already know because the kids play the game. We don't sit there on honor system. You think in high school a dude puts one down with a man on second base? You think he does that? I don't.
Well,
I know they don't do it in college.
So let me ask you this. If we had four banks that were being robbed at one time and the law enforcement decided in the Justice Department, so it started saying, we're gonna only take robbers from one of those banks because we want to make an example to all of the others.
He takes his buddy to a bank. His buddy says, hey, listen, before we hit the ski slopes,
there you go. All right? Would that be fair? No, it wouldn't be fair. That's what we're always saying here. Here's Steve in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, guys. So I understand the point about Manfred. He doesn't want to name any players because without the players, you don't have a league. That's how all the pro sports are. But I'm gonna contradict myself and ask a question. Lou, is there any way Manfred could hold this over the players' union to maybe get something he wants? Let's just say pace of play, you know, pitch clock, batter staying in the box, and saying, hey, if you guys don't start cooperating with me, then I am going to reveal everything I learned in these investigations, and we are going to suspend players. Is there any way he could use it as leverage?
I suppose. Again, I think that would come out. Imagine a players' union.
Well,
I mean, they'd sit there and say, "So, I don't. Is this what do you call this? Is this extortion?"
Well, no, using it, well, maybe, I guess, but using it, look, we all know the players are getting off scot-free here. But you know, I mean, they're just as guilty as any other party.
And, oh, I know. I think the reason why they are is, I mean, there's multiple reasons. NFL, MLBPA, you know, all this is said and done, but he still wants his fan base to love his players. You know, he wants the Red Sox to sit there and say, you know, Cora's a cheat, get rid of him. God, I love Devers. Mookie Betts is a great player. Jeez, that's Bogarts is just he's a fine young man. He definitely wasn't in that video room. Same thing with Altuve, Bregman, Correa. That's what he's trying to protect. You know, so, no, I don't think you can hold that against the Major League Baseball. They'll laugh at you. All right, we'll come out with the report then. And I tell you, there'll be players in the system, that in the union, they're like, I'm not going to give something up in the union because you're holding something over Altuve's head. Give his ass up. You know, I mean, so I don't see that happening.
So the one thing you try to do when you get something that happens badly in your business is try to end it so that you
squash
can move
it.
On, right? Squash it, right? You can move on. I think what the commissioner did is he poured kerosene in there, threw the matches in, lit it up. He thought he was squashing it. He thought he was going to end it. And instead, this is not going to end because you're going to get more stuff like you got with Danny Picard of people coming up with all sorts of stories. Because it sounds to me, Lou, like pitchers want to talk about this and hitters want to talk about it, and they both have totally different agendas. This thing is not going away.
Let me read this real quick because now you've done it. You've done it, Boston. You've done it. People in L.A. are really pissed. They're really upset. They're really unhappy. The L.A. City Council voted unanimously Tuesday to pass a resolution requesting that Major League Baseball strip the 2017 Houston Astros and 2018 Boston Red Sox of their World Series titles and reward board championships to the Dodgers.
Idiots.
You're in trouble now.
Idiots.
You done pissed off the wrong town.
Hollywood elitist.
We don't take this crap.
Oh, take away their title.
Come and get it.
It's the only way you guys can get one.
You know who was on that 16, 17, and 18 team for the Dodgers?
Chase Utley was a thief.
Chase Utley. Save
all right.
Chase Utley was a thief.
Careful.
617-779-7.
Coming for you.
93.7. Back to the phone calls. Now.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Marloney, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Little man, get off the AB wrestling. Get the fuck out of here. Ain't no justice for the real, you heard? Richard Fuss still ducking 12. Broke out, thought she got a Billy. Whole block low, you heard? F*** the police. Still ducking one time, you heard?
So was that was when? 2 weeks ago? Week and a half ago?
Last Monday.
Last week?
Last Monday, the 13th.
Hollywood police are back at Antonio Brown's house right now. We're not sure exactly what's going on. Matter of fact, there have been conflicting reports. this Cameron Wolf, ESPN reporter down in Miami, now saying in his latest tweet, police believe that it is not a domestic situation. More information coming. And originally, he was one of the people that said they were investigating Brown for possible battery at his home today, but now says it is not a domestic situation. So we're just going to have to wait.
You're not domestic.
See, not a domestic situation.
But, so there's onlookers. There's a, what, did you say thousands? 6,000? 600?
No, no, no. People watching it live.
Oh, people so watching it live.
So it's
live
Facebook stream, yes.
Yeah, it's streaming live.
Maybe he's just, maybe we're all just a bunch of suckers kind of. Oh, no, it'd be domestic.
All you're seeing right now
might be a guy.
You see in the palm trees. That's all you did. Well, I'll tell you this.
So Cameron Wolf first tweeted out, Hollywood police investigating Antonio Brown for possible battery at his home. Source told ESPN. There's still an active scene at Brown's home as police determine if battery charges will be brought against him. As of now, he's not been arrested. Story coming shortly. As you pointed out, he then followed that up with, they don't believe it's a domestic situation. This was, TMZ report?
Yeah.
That I think, what was it, a couple people believe that there was kids, or it's not kids, that there's somebody injured on the scene?
Yes.
So maybe it's not domestic. Maybe it's a guy.
Right.
I mean, there's so much intrigue.
Maybe it's not that woman.
What's on with this guy?
It Come just, on, Paulo, I love you.
I don't know.
But we've all said,
is this a guy that you give the benefit of the doubt to?
No. But it's not going to end well.
That
it's not going to end well. I don't think any team is going to pick him up. I think he's Dunsky in the league. He's not going to come back. I mean, teams. You saw what happened in New Orleans. Now you're seeing all of this other stuff. You're seeing the abuse he threw at the police and his own kids in the street and what he was saying. There's no way a team is going to pick him up. There's too much video out there that'll be played on the news the first day that you bring him into camp.
His agent dropped him. Rosenhaus dropped him.
Dunsky. He's
and
done.
Then he took screenshots of his text messages from Drew Rosenhaus and released those.
Unbelievable.
Timothy.
Do you write that?
They call me him, Timothy. Oh
God, he's just such a dope. Chad. And Chad. to think that Brady and all these guys really went out of their way to kind of help this dude,
sure
and ingratiate him into the system, and really kind of just, I guess I'm just gonna say, calm him down. Keeping him in check.
Talk about sad. Did you see Delonte West last night? There are two videos out there. God. One where somebody is just punching away and kicking at his head in the middle of a highway.
The interstate, yes.
The interstate highway. And then they've got him in cuffs behind his back on the curb, and he's incoherent. Just going on and on and on, and you can't understand half of what he's saying.
Best nation of my life.
What?
Man,
why'd you hit him? Did he attack you first from the south defense, or did you hit him?
Man, I walked down the street. The man approached me with a gun.
Where's his gun at?
I don't give a f-.
Okay. Do you know where his gun is?
I don't give a f-.
Okay.
Young champ, I'm the leader of the bug. Goddamn Navy SEALs. And the home. And the Navy. I'm what President Trump. I'm the real president.
Okay.
I'm right now. I'm at the leader. All the gangs. What happened?
All right. Gosh, sad. Now, they say he's a Navy SEAL.
I tell you what, that thing went around, and someone said something about Delonte West, and at first I thought it was kind of like a bad joke, being like, somebody's just saying, boy, it looks just like Delonte West. You know, almost being like, oh, look at Delonte, tough times. And I'm thinking, oh, yeah, you're right, it does kind of look like him. And then I realized it really was.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sad just
and
listening
it was like,
to
it. Oh, my God.
I almost can't listen to it.
Oh, it's awful.
No, it's awful. And, he has mental illness. I mean, we know some of the history of him. He played here for the Celtics, and he's living the streets of Washington, D.C. now. That's what he's doing. Guy made a lot of money in the NBA, 17, 18 million bucks at least. And he's living in the streets right now. So there's a lot of support. I saw a lot of players coming out trying to help him out. Even guys like Dez Bryant and guys from other sports. And, you know, hopefully somebody can help this guy out.
Well, you'd have to. You'd have to legitimately grab him off the street, put him in some sort of rehab facility, find out what's really going on with him, and then hope he stays, on his own. I mean, you can't just force him in there.
No.
But it is when you hear it, you see pictures of a lot of videos circulating about all the teams that he played. Played for a lot of teams,
yeah.
And the players that he was around, from LeBron James to Shaquille O'Neal, just being around those guys. So mental health is part of it, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because like you said, when he played, you know, he had issues when he was playing. This was Kendrick Perkins. I thought it'd be great for the NBA to go out and find Delonte West, force him to get some help. They got the resources. They've been doing a great job with current players for mental health. And now it's time for them to show the same love for former players. And I think you've seen a lot of that around the league, right? Jameer Nelson, I think, was a high school, college teammate, rather. Yeah. Sent out a
Perk played with him.
Tweet about it, too. A lot of people have played with Delonte West, right? Played in the league a long time. Bunch of different teams. It was awful to watch. And to watch him lying in the middle of that road, that was awful to watch, too. Almost felt like you wanted to go find the guy that's kicking him while the guy's passed out.
So if I
take his ass out.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, though, the first year he was out of the league, he was having some major problems, and he was I think he came out and said he was bipolar.
Didn't he get arrested driving a motorcycle with holding like a guitar case full of guns?
Yeah, it was something stupid like that. And at the time, I think people tried to get him help, and it goes back to what Christian just said. You know, he's got to want the help for them to get him the help. So. And I think a lot of people are responding to what they saw in this video last night because it's really, really bad. But they tried before. So this is not the first time that Delonte has been down, you know, on his luck. Back to the phone calls we go. Tony's in Bridgewater. Hey, Tony.
Tony.
Hey. Rough 24 hours to LeBron, huh? First last night, now his stepdad in the street.
What?
Oh, that's Tony.
His stepfather. Wasn't he dating LeBron's?
Tony, that's
that's not true.
Yeah, it was.
That's not in good taste, Tony. What's wrong with you?
I called you guys day one when this stuff happened with Corin. You told me I was the only guy that came on that
day. You were. You were the only one. Okay. I was with you, Tony. Remember? You and I agreed.
For the first time ever, we agreed.
Yep.
And it's getting so out of hand right now. But I'm going to tell you, with the Red Sox, they just stayed put. Glenn, you were saying about Renicky being the manager of the Red Sox. What is Beltran right now? What's he doing right now? He got suspended for being what?
No, he got fired.
Assistant? For what?
He was the manager of the Mets. Carlos Beltran got fired.
For what, though? For being an assistant with Houston, correct?
No, for being a player in Houston.
Does Renicky have anything to do with anything that might have happened in Boston?
Maybe, if something happened to Boston. But wait a minute. Hold on, Tony. Lou and others are claiming, at least the Red Sox internally, do not believe Major League Baseball is going to do anything to them. I'm suspicious of this because I think it makes sense for the – hold on. It makes sense for the Red Sox to do it, to say this. But let's say the Red Sox are telling the truth, that nothing is going to happen to them. Then this is a severe overreaction with Alex Cora.
Absolutely, 100%. And I said it from day one. The guy might deserve maybe a 40-game suspension or something. You could suspend 200 people right now for being involved in whatever's happening in baseball. But it's such an overreaction. It's sickening to me. That whole day and the day after, you listen to the people banging on Cora. Give me a break, for Christ's sake. Stealing signs for 100 years, they're just more sophisticated now with the video stuff. You know, the guy to lose his job and to be defaced like this, to me, is friggin' humiliating. And it ain't right. And the Red Sox got no balls.
Well, it's just, again, it's because of people talked. Like, you're telling me that somebody didn't leave another organization. You know, we'll go back to the Picard story. Somebody walking off that Toronto team or walking off that Detroit team and grabbing a reporter because he's pissed off and saying, let me tell you what we were doing in Toronto. We had a guy standing right above the pitcher's head. You know, as a hitter, you looked out to the pitcher right above his head. We had a guy up there in center field with binoculars. He raised his hands if it was a fastball. He wouldn't raise his hands if it was off speed. And had proof of it. That's what they were missing. That's what they've been missing forever. And people have always suspected that things have happened. Again, I mean, there's a reason why they put little flags in front of the vents at Minnesota in the dome. Because for years, everybody realized that they were, you know, turn the AC on when they're hitting. And it created a little bit of a breeze going out. Now, it didn't take fly balls to shortstop out of the ballpark. It might have helped once in a while on a ball, maybe to get over an outfielder's head or barely squeak over the fence. So, again, what are we looking for? Small advantages. Not drastic things. Small advantages.
All the substances.
Nobody ratted on them. There's no investigation. No one loses jobs. This one, Fires came forward with it, and the league was forced to do something. They were embarrassed, and they went nuclear on this thing.
Right, so you love the game, and you're still part of the game because you do games on radio. Are you telling me that
great radio station?
That, are you telling me that we're not going to have more and more of these stories out there? Because if I'm a player and I really liked Alex Cora, I really liked Carlos Beltran, I really liked AJ Hinch, I'm probably going to come out of the woodwork and I'm going to start telling people some stuff. I might do it anonymously, but reporters, that's all they need.
I mean, it might. I think what we're going to have a lot of is a lot of people who don't know what they're talking about next year showing me videos of things that are nonsense and saying that this team's cheating, that team's cheating, look at this, look at this, look at that, and everybody wants to be an investigator. You know, it's you do it all the time with this pine tar stuff and everything else, and it's just, you know, you're going to see a lot of that next year. Everyone's going to try to break their own little stories from what they see on TV.
So how is that good for the game? How's that good for the game, Lou? So but by the commissioner overreacting, because I think we all, if they had given 30-day suspensions, 2-month, 50-game suspensions, whatever, we would have moved on. We would have said, wow, that's pretty harsh, right? But we would have moved on. By doing what you're doing, and you're literally ruining people's careers, you're telling me that this thing is not going to continue on? And then what does Manfred do when he has to stand up there and react to every news story that's popping up? Because that's what's going to happen. By coming down with a hammer, you're opening the door for people to come right back at you. Because I don't think anybody thinks it's equitable that you take 4 or 5 people out of the game and you think that's all soft. Up, clean our hands, we're good. No, especially when it's been going on forever. All right, we're back to your phone
calls. By the way, when we come back,
yep,
more news on what's going on at AB's
house. Oh, Lord.
Oh, boy. I hope it's a party.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
Glenn, Lou, and Christian.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Let the good times roll. Let them knock you around.
Always good times when the movers show up at your house.
Yeah.
Right? So apparently that is the situation that's going on in front of Antonio Brown's house. There is a large moving van, one of those long, do you call them, like tractor trailer moving van.
Something like that.
And so there are reports out there. We don't know the source because they're not from any major news outlet.
But he had it first. Before TMZ broke it.
And he's claiming that what happened is that, and it does make some sense, by the way, based on this guy's history, that Antonio Brown refused to pay the movers and therefore got pissed off at
them. Refused to give him his stuff.
And right. And he started throwing rocks at the movers. Okay. I hate to say it. It does make some sense.
I mean, anything with him is believable. It's believable. That's the thing. So you can't say, no, that would never happen. That would never happen. He has more sense than that. No, he doesn't, though.
Well, like I said, this guy, he was the first one to have it. TMZ had it, like, shortly after this guy had this tweet. And there is a picture of the big truck. Now, the details of it, they threw rocks. Like you said, the details make sense, right, because of the history of Antonio. I don't know. Again,
he doesn't
like they said,
people.
It's not a domestic issue. So, okay, that takes baby mamas out of it. But it could still be another man.
All I know is this is ridiculous. There's this live Channel 3 Where TV somewhere in Florida. They're actually covering this live. There is a helicopter hovering over his house, zooming in, and all you can really see is the truck, the front end of the truck.
Right.
You can't even see the entire trailer.
So we can give you what this guy that's reporting it, Max Schenecker, is that his name? He claims he grew up in this neighborhood and he lived there. In the neighborhood and lived there when AB was in the neighborhood. So
okay.
That's where he's getting his source. So he's obviously talking to neighbors who he knows because he's moved since, but he lived in this area. So he's actually talking with some of the neighbors. That's where he's getting his information.
How easy.
Police are back over at AB's house.
You know what? Fine. Let's monitor it. Carry on. Doesn't look like anything's going to happen.
This is another with no sources, right?
I don't know.
It does make sense, though, because we know that he has difficulty paying his bills.
He doesn't like paying anybody.
No. So the movers were bringing stuff to the house in Hollywood, Florida, right?
Okay.
Is that right?
I don't know.
Is that what we think? And he wanted his stuff, and then...
Well, according to this,
they asked for payment.
So they wouldn't give him his stuff. You know, if he was moving, they wouldn't take his stuff.
Right.
So apparently, they wouldn't pay him. They said, okay, well, you can't get no coke. And you ain't getting no coke.
So what does he do? He calls the cops, and he says, hey, I'm getting hijacked. They're jacking me for all my stuff.
Well, first off, I'm sure he handles it just fine.
Of course he does.
You know, as far as the verbal altercation with the movers. I'm just negotiating.
Police, you can't do nothing for us.
Yeah, I'm sure that handles just fine. So then the police show up. And that's one of those things where, like, you know, if Antonio Brown really just, say, got robbed, he'll give it everything that happened last week. And he shows up and he's like, hey, man, I need your help. And they're like, excuse me?
Yeah.
What?
We'll get there when we get there.
I'm sorry, who are you?
I'm Antonio Brown.
We'll be there soon.
Well, what does soon mean?
We'll be there in a few minutes. We'll be right there. So they gave back his donation, right?
Yeah.
The field where he used to work out at. You know, the videos of him running and all this. That was the field at the police station.
Yeah, he's already out of that. Police Athletic League.
Police Athletic League.
Yeah.
They don't let him use that field no more.
Didn't they give back his donation?
And they gave his donation back. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
he was the biggest donor to the program. And they gave him the money back because they weren't going to take his money because he was just an a-hole to them.
What you mean? Get on in front of Judge.
You know what? It hasn't even been a year. And think about the life this guy has lived.
He's never going to
play. And the mistakes that he has made and the opportunities that he has wasted.
No, it's going to be a sad ending. You know that. I mean, we all know that. He's a mess. And I look back at it because I thought the Patriots at the time, you guys.
He's going to be doing cameos left and right. His cameo, because he was doing cameos. You know what cameo is?
Yes.
So people who don't know, you know, you sign up for, if you're a star or whatever, you could do it, Glenn. Wish happy birthday to the people. You sign up for cameo. It's like $100 for Antonio Brown to send whoever you want a message. And then that's how
You want to hear one? He did one for Mike Francesa.
Mike, I want to congratulate you on a great career for being number one for so long. I hope this message doesn't put you to sleep like Sweeney did. But no, for real. You're the sports pope. Congratulate your success on your app. I hear subscribers is booming.
Oh yeah,
Mike.
Booming.
You're the best, brother.
Why don't we get somebody to do one for our show? Hey, we heard the sports pope. We gotta find somebody for Cameo and pay them to give us a shout out.
I was looking the other day. We could get Kyle Draper for $50. We could get Scal for $100.
That's right. Yeah, Kyle Draper $50.
We know people personally who do Cameo.
We do. We do.
You know, sad thing is, I still wanted him back.
You're the sports.
I did too.
I still want him back.
So, no, you don't want him back now. So the week that they let him go because of those texts, I sat here and said, I think they overreacted. All right. In retrospect, when I'm looking back at all of this, I was fooling myself because he would have made them a better team. But does anybody believe that he would have been able to stay on the straight? Here, because he can't help himself.
No, he's a mess.
He won't.
He's a mess right now.
So he might stay with the Patriots for a month and a half. Something would happen in his life that would have headlines like this that we would be dealing with.
I hear subscribers is booming.
You want Larry Wilcox from Chips, the original Chips TV show?
Oh, I can get him.
$30.
$30
for him. So here's some of the categories.
Seems like light work, though. How long does it take you to do it? Like 20 seconds?
Pretty quick. So here's all the different categories. Disney, Game of Thrones, Harry Potter, Lord of Rings. You want just models? There's 1,298 models.
Ooh.
Musician, Netflix, Star Trek, Star Wars. You want the guy from Ghostbusters, Ernie Hudson? You can get him for $135. Ernie Hudson, $135.
You talk about like models.
Models.
Do they have like...
let me see. What kind of models?
Like porn stars?
Well, let's see.
Send that
here.
To like,
someone to Garoppolo.
Your buddy turned 21 and have her send a little 30-second message to get them all excited.
Let me see. Oh, my models. This can't be right.
Like who?
No, this isn't it. This isn't right. This, I tapped Star Wars by mistake.
So you don't think too many people are asking him for these things anymore? Is that what you're saying?
No, I mean, that's going to be the way he actually makes money. That's going to be the only way he makes money.
Well, Lou's always thought that he was probably low in cash anyway.
Yeah.
That there was some issues.
That's why he
there.
Can't pay the movers.
Right.
And I'm watching this like helicopter thing. Is this thing even live? Because the helicopter ain't moving.
Let me just go back to this. So your question about models?
Yeah.
Yes. There are a ton of them. And you really can just take your picks. Alexa Collins, you ever heard of her?
Nope. No.
Brittany Amber. No. Holy cow. Farrah Abraham.
Nope. I know her.
You know her?
Yes,
she's
I do.
Done some of those movies.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's a ton of them out there. There's some dudes on there also, but I mean, let's stay away from those. But yeah, so if you wanted a porn star, you could have Anka for $30. You could have Helena Bella for $22. Why don't we do that one?
I tell you what, $25, I can get Joseph Foray.
I know, he's in there too.
Big Joe for cameo. One, I buckle up and I keep it strapped at all times. If you're a UCLA fan, no-brainer. If you're a Detroit Lions fan, another no-brainer. If you're a fan of dancing, unpredictability, really engaging personalities.
Oh, Lord.
And a good, beautiful face. To stare at.
Oh my God!
Yeah, is that your nephew?
Yes.
You gotta work.
Myself.
You gotta work.
But you know what?
Nephew,
I keep it fresh. I keep it spunky. You should book me on Cameo.
Oh my God!
And I'll do anything for $20.
Oh my God!
It's his typically response in 5 days. Is that what $25 gets
me? Oh my God!
Look up. Joseph Fourier, whose dad Christian is a tight end with the Patriots. Look up Brittany Amber. See, we should hire all these people to give us our intros. So there's a party in my pants, and you're invited. That's Brittany Amber's tagline. That's her tagline.
It's so better than AB's.
She's you know what she does? She does a lot for frats. Delta Kappa, Tau Kappa, Griffin Kyle.
Well, that makes, like I said, that makes sense, right?
The bachelor parties.
Like you're in college, and your buddy turns 19, you get $25, you have some porn star.
Hey, guys, it's me, Brittany Amber, and I am so excited to announce on Cameo now. Woo!
It's the new voice of the show.
Why can't we? Do we have anything in our budget for $20 Cameo for Brittany
Amber? Did you say budget?
You asked
budget? Our budget?
Yes, our budget.
The show budget and the station budget. Because its answer is no.
I think you might be fired if you go to our Twitter page.
It's $30. See, typically
hi, Glenn.
Oh my gosh! So if I may just do this for us, anyways, it's $30. I mean, you guys can all pay me back later.
Yeah,
all
right.
I want Brittany Amber to give us a shout out in Glenn Ordway voice.
Glenn R. World is one sexy motherfucker.
There you go.
There you go.
We've perfect. Already kind of done it.
It's perfect.
We should do this.
Yeah. Poor AB.
Poor AB is going to be doing. We got to do this, Joseph. What are you doing? What is
that? Is embarrassing.
So anyone locally on here?
Yeah, we already said it.
Yeah, Scal's
Draper,
on
Draper does it on for 50, Scal's
but Scal does it for 100.
$100 for Scal?
Yeah, how are you going to double up Draper like that?
Kyle Draper, all the green teamers would love that. Are you kidding me? They would love it.
Who determines what?
Imagine sitting there saying, you know what? What should we do for our kid's birthday? Oh, let's get a 20-second clip of Kyle Draper.
Boy, Drapes, excited to be on Cameo.
It's actually 25.
Talk back
sorry,
to
Draper.
You guys. So hit me up. Let me know what you need for me. You know, I'm a big basketball fan, big into music as well. I'll give you your music shout outs, whatever you want. Thanks for checking me out on Cameo.
Kyrie Irving is doing it. $2,000. Oh. I have a dream.
Yeah, I believe that.
I have a dream speech.
I have a dream.
Wait, is this pretty cheap?
So bizarre.
You know what? I wonder how much, if all three of us, who do you think can get the most money?
What do you mean?
Have you ever had people ask me about this before?
Huh?
I had somebody ask me to do this. I just have never gotten back to him. Refused.
I mean, who asked you to do it?
I don't know. Whoever does it. Whatever.
Somebody kid?
Yeah, no.
What would you set your price?
Somebody asked you to do it?
Like the company, whatever it is. Like a PR firm.
Our company?
No.
Cameo came and you said, you're so popular in the New England region.
Hey, it's Lou. It's not. Apparently, you don't have to be that popular.
Hey, it's Lou.
Apparently, you don't have to be that popular. I mean, you think someone was like just sitting there like, Kyle Draper, please.
Yeah. Well, but Ordway is the guy that used to do those albums, and he would call a game, and he would put like your son or your kid's name in it, and your son would make the winning shot, right?
Correct.
Didn't you do that for a while?
Yes.
And you sold a lot of them. They basically stole your idea.
Stole my idea.
Cameo is basically Glenn Ordway just saying, swoosh, good shot.
Yeah, I got one of those right here, actually.
Now quickly to the big guy, and now to the lefty. And he lost the ball, but it picked up in there. Now to the little fella. Oh, boy, I'm having trouble with the name. Abradovich.
Happy birthday, Abradovich. Good shot.
All right, 617-779-7937. That is our phone number here talking about Alex Cora. Is Alex Cora getting screwed in this deal?
TMZ has an update on Antonio.
We'll get to that in the latest with Tom Brady. We go 30 minutes commercial free next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.